7 o'clock hour at Rosie on the House. Well, one of the ideas we've received for the 7 o'clock hour is expand the garden hour, and we could make it Rosie's landscaping tips of the week. And every, you know, I only got three answers for everything: water it, fertilize it, or burn it.
I think,
or chop it down. There's four. I got four answers for every landscape. You know, Harper makes it so complicated. He has all these long, big scientific names of products that he adds to these Latin, you know, expressing plants. Hey, it's either water it, fertilize it, chop it, or burn it. Boom. Landscaping hour done.
That I don't see that being a long-term program to hold listeners through.
Oh.
And I think if you wanted to take that argument, we might want to do a little bit of comparative landscaping. what your yard might look like versus Harper's, and say,
yeah,
which side exactly do we want to talk about? We had you had said throw me a political comment or topic and I'll comment on it.
Yeah.
This gentleman asked me not to use his name.
Just to show how level-handed I could be, just throw me any political topic.
How about talking about banning ammunition without the legal authority of the Constitution?
Oh, that's a touchy one. and it hasn't happened, but as I understand it, and I'm not a political wonk, so I don't study these topics to death. I just throw a little common sense on them. But that's President Obama wanting to do an executive order on the ammo of a particular rifle, right? I think it's the AK-47.
Well, see, you said that during the break, but I keep hearing AR, which is armor light.
Oh.
Which is the 223.
Oh.
It's actually the AK-47s is a
is the
7 by 39. 223 is 5.56.
So you know a lot
more
about
it
than I do.
And the NATO length range. So it's.
But the administration and
an
a lot of
ammo
folks
won't go in an armor light AR.
Would like to outlaw that rifle, I think is the whole objective. And since they don't think they're going to be able to get that done, then they'll put a presidential, what do they call it? Presidential order, executive order, on limiting the amount of ammunition that's available for that gun, which basically accomplishes the same thing.
And this isn't the first time. I mean, I remember, mid-2002, 2003, they tried to do some special lead EPA ban, and all it was going after lead ammunition. I mean,
yeah.
It had nothing to do with what was in paint because it had already been removed from the coatings material already.
Here's another idea, is let's do Backroads Travel Arizona. Here's an email we got this week, and most of you that are regular listeners of the show know that I cover the backroads of Arizona pretty exhaustively all year long. And he says, hey, a few weeks ago you talked about your favorite camping spot in Arizona. I was taken by your description of the area. You stated it was near San Carlos, Roosevelt Lake, had a year-round waterfall, and I'm an avid non-professional photographer with 4x4 vehicle and would love to explore the area you described. I'm a fifth-generation native, and I can promise you I always leave any place I visit cleaner than when I got there. You know what we could do is we could go to some of our favorite locations and leave geocaches and then have people give them hints and leave them, like, keys to different Ford vehicles in the geocache, and one of those keys would start a real vehicle. It'd be like a treasure, Rosie on the House treasure hunt. But, you know, this place that I was talking about, I'm actually going there in May, and maybe I'll call this guy.
Is that Cherry Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Pueblo Canyon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll invite this guy and see if he just wants to come hike with us, because we're actually taking a couple couples. We're going up to stay in Globe at the Dream Weaver Bed and Breakfast, and we're going to go make this hike. It's actually into a box canyon with Pueblo ruins of buildings that are several stories tall. It's pretty tough to hike back in there and get there, but boy, when you do, you've really found a little piece of paradise. I'll tell you, it's a gorgeous little box canyon with a year-round waterfall. So, Randy, I've got your email. If you really want to see that place, maybe we'll just give you a ring. Another great opportunity for getting outdoors, Arizona Game and Fish has their Outdoor Expo coming up March 28th, 29th. That's like now.
Yeah, I was going to be there as an exhibitor, but but that's the same week I need to be in Saba because you're gone in Germany. So I'll be in Tucson at the convention center for the home show.
Yes,
you
will.
So I'm going to miss that one. I was so excited that I was finally going to get. They actually take the kids out of school, out of Morristown, and bus them over. It's on Fridays to that event because it's such a big deal.
Well, it is at the Ben Avery Shooting Range out on Carefree Highway, and it is a great family event March 28th and 29th. You can get to azgfd.gov, Arizona Game Fish Department.gov, and take a look at it. The expo hours are Saturday, 9 to 5. There's archery, there's fishing, there's 150 exhibitors, including outdoor recreation and conservation groups, government agencies, commercial vendors of outdoor products and services. Parking and admission for the expo are free. It's an excellent, excellent family opportunity to kind of get you motivated to get outside and start enjoying this great state we live in. If you're a regular listener of the show and you have your house well taken care of, you can afford to take a weekend and get out. Which reminds me, we've got the new outdoor show, Get Out, Go Arizona. Mike Russell here on KTAR every Saturday afternoon. Next week it goes to 2 hours. So y'all stay tuned for that as well. We'll
host the calls that have lined up at 1-888-767-4348.
We're going to callers.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.